in the end of the day, all you have to do is capture their email, send them an email. Like, literally, capture, send.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 325. I bet you've pressed play on this episode because you know that this is your year to start, grow, or scale your business, and you know an email list is part of that action plan. I want to help you to capitalize on all of this new year energy and start your email list right now, like today. Martha and Rebecca are the founders of Flowdesk, and to put it simply, they heard all the struggles, the complaints, and the flaws in other email platforms and decided to do something about it. I'll let them share the whole story, but trust me, these women know all about email list building. It's one of my favorite topics, and I want for you to feel just as excited and confident with your email list building strategy as I do. If you are ready to start your email list and bust through whatever roadblocks are holding you back, then I've got a challenge to get you your first 250 subscribers for real. Like, if you're starting at zero, it's called the zero to 250. But first, the Flowdesk founders are here to talk about all of the best kept secrets in email marketing and the solutions that you need to finally start your list in 2020. Are you ready? Let's dive on in. Thanks to Skillshare for supporting Gold Digger. Join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare today with a special offer just for my listeners. Get 2 months of Skillshare's premium membership for free at skillshare.com/golddigger and the number 2. Thanks to ClassPass for supporting Gold Digger. One thing that will kill your fitness goals in 2020 is boredom, because within a couple weeks, you'll be sick of going to the same gym and doing the same workout. Not with ClassPass. Get your first month for free at classpass.com/newyears. Okay, guys, we are getting started and I'm so excited. We haven't had two guests on at the same time in quite a while. And so welcome to my dear friends, Martha and Rebecca. I'm so glad you guys are here.
We're so happy to be here. Thank you for having us.
Heck yes. This is going to be so good. Okay, so I recently did a post about five women founders you need to be following, and you two were on that list because of what you've created and started, which is Flowdesk. So we'll explain what Flowdesk is and everything, but I want to know, what did your early careers look like? And then we'll talk about what you've recently created together.
So I'll go first. My name is Rebecca Shostak, and as some of you know, I collaborated with Jenna on the template shop, but my journey began long before that. My first job out of college was actually designing the merchandise and album covers and logos for some pretty big name bands like Rihanna, Linkin Park, Sheryl Crow, and Alanis Morissette, which was a really incredible experience for me. But it was a corporate job, and I'd always wanted to be an entrepreneur at heart. So coming from that, through a few twists of fate, I ended up falling in love with the creative industry and started building a few template shops on my own. And there I learned how to create templates for the creative industry, especially with photographers. And from that, I just really fell in love with helping people grow their businesses. I had a huge passion for creating tools and designs that helped other people grow their businesses the way that I grew mine, which was really exciting. And from that, I was in a lot of circles with the creative industry. And of course, I had a lot of overlap with HoneyBook. And through that, I met Martha. I remember one day we were getting together and we just had quite a few glasses of wine and we started talking about the creative industry and especially about email marketing. And I remember we just had so many wonderful discussions about that. And I just think when you take two girls who are excited about what they do and excited about an industry and you throw in a little bit of wine on top, you get amazing things happening.
Doesn't everyone remember when they met Martha? Like, I feel like that's like a defining factor in your life is if you have met Martha, you will remember the moment that you met her.
That's so sweet. So Jenna, just a little behind the scenes here, we're both standing up and passing the mic back and forth to each other. And Rebecca is like 6 foot tall and I'm 4'11". So you can imagine like that back and forth mic. I was tempted to just stand on my tippy toes. Yeah. So I actually didn't, both of my parents had entrepreneurial pursuits at some point, but I didn't think that that's what I wanted to do. I really, really, really wanted to work for an intelligence agency. That was my dream. I love data. I love foreign policy. I wanted to make an impact. And I trained, I learned 5 languages and I trained for this job for years and did research. And then finally I got the job and I didn't get the security clearance, and there's no real explanation. That there are a couple of reasons why. I mean, my parents, I grew up in Mexico and my parents live in Mexico still. So it could be, you know, the inability to protect assets abroad, or I went to Cuba because I have both nationalities, or I have no idea, but it crushed me because I never had something that I really, really wanted that I didn't get. So without a backup plan, I remember taking the first interview that I could, and it was in tech sales. And I was like, yeah, sales is common sense. I can sell. I can talk. I can sell. And I got the job and I started and I became like a shark. I loved it. I did so well. But then there were some things. So eventually I went to a really, really large tech sales corporation and there were some compliance deals or like ethical things that to me, like ethical is pretty black and white. If there's ever something that just kind of gets the gray area, I'm out. So I was like, okay, I feel like I've had my fun. I've made my money. I need to go and do something that feels a lot more impactful. And that's how I ended up getting connected with HoneyBook, where I started their sales team, actually, and then grew to manage partnerships and business development. And then in working with our top educators like you, I realized that educators needed a lot more support from an email marketing perspective. And that's how the conversation started with Rebecca.
Rebecca and I talked a ton about this when we were recently in Arizona together. And there is just this like fiery passion behind both of you where it's like, no, like we got to figure out a better solution. And there are so many times in our lives where we're like, this is a pain point. Like, how has nobody thought of something better? And we never actually think like we're going to be the ones to step into that role. So I want to know first, like, what did you see in the land of email marketing that made you feel like it was time for a new solution? And then what equipped you to be like, we're going to be the ones to do this?
I think the first piece was exactly what you just said, that we realized that none of the solutions out there are relevant. And then we discovered the pain and this deep need in the market separately. On my end, I was working with educators or top creatives at HoneyBook that had already made it in their business. And there was a trend. The most successful had nailed email marketing, but had major teams, like full design teams, marketing teams, tech teams. And then there were other educators that had made it as well. And they were teaching other creatives, but they couldn't figure out email marketing. And in my mind, these are the most like savvy, business savvy, tech savvy, like design savvy and marketing, right? And I was so confused, like, why is it so hard? And then I thought, oh, you know what? I know a friend. So let me introduce you to Rebecca and she'll solve your problems. And then Rebecca said, you know what? I've been selling templates for photographers in my business gallery. And my number one support request is, I love the template and I have no idea how I can implement this in MailChimp.
Yeah.
And then we realized, okay, so clearly there's a problem. And then what we really, really wanted to see was a solo entrepreneur. If you're creative, chances are you're working by yourself and you're running all the departments and you're wearing all the hats and you just don't have time to learn email marketing and become an expert. And you don't have time to learn design and become an expert. And you don't have time to learn technology and become a tech expert as well. And at the same time, we're marketing to an audience that
is receiving really solid emails from these big brands like Airbnb and Urban Outfitters and Planoly, brands that have a full tech and design and marketing team. So we were like, how do we democratize that access to successful email marketing? And we give the solopreneur the ability to come up with just as stunning and successful and highly converting campaigns without having to have the whole team.
Yeah. I remember months ago when Rebecca first told me about this, and I was kind of like, I hope this isn't offensive, but I was kind of like, I love that you guys are doing this, but like, do you realize the mountain you are about to climb? Like, this is a big thing. And for me, like the technology, the design, making it all work, making them land in inboxes, like figuring out like all of these things, like you guys had a lot of hurdles to jump over. And it was never that I doubted you. It was more like, oh gosh, I wouldn't want to take this on. This is like a world problem. And like, here we have two women in California, like, let's go. I will step up to the plate. So I want to know, especially as we're kind of entering a new year, what do you think is like the main point of resistance for email marketing? Because I think so many people listening to this show right now, they feel guilty. Like they're sitting here listening and they're feeling guilt because they're like, Jenna Kutcher, you have been talking about email marketing for 3 years and I still haven't started my list because, like, what is the point of resistance?
Well, I think that's an incredibly relevant question. And I'm sitting here laughing and smiling and nodding my head because, well, you're right. It was a mountain to climb to start Flowdesk. And the place we started on that mountain journey, like the first step we took was to literally talk to hundreds of solopreneurs. Yeah. We talked to so many people, from people who are just starting their business or even people who are thinking of starting their business to people who already have a large list. And the truth is that we heard the same thing over and over. They're worried that they're too small. Their audience doesn't want to hear from you. They don't want to bother people in the inbox. And honestly, who can blame them? There's so much pressure to keep up right now on every new social media platform, to update your blog constantly, update your website. And they're worried. They're like, if I invest the time and money that it takes to put into a successful email campaign, am I going to have results that are equal or better to the efforts that I'm putting out into email versus the other platforms that I'm told that I should be, you know, putting my content out on every day? And the truth is, the data shows that businesses that use email marketing are 40 times more successful than those that don't, which is just huge. I mean, it is, if you're going to invest in a couple of channels, email is proven to be and continues to be and has been for decades one of the highest converting channels. And we wanted to bring the ability to convert on that channel to this market, to creatives easily without having to stress about all the things that Martha was talking about earlier.
Yeah. I like just had this flashback moment to a few years ago when I told my very small team, I'm pretty sure there was three of us at the time. And I said, guys, I'm going to make a course about email list building. And it was like crickets, like nobody even responded. And I was like, here's the thing. I know that it's not sexy. Like getting Instagram followers is sexy. Like people, it's shiny. It's this vanity metric. But I was like, I care so much about people's ability to actually convert an audience and connect with an audience and not rely on algorithms. And it's so funny because the first time we launched my email list building program, it was our quote worst launch ever. And I was probably the happiest person in the world because I was like, I just got like 50 people to believe me that like email lists matter. And now years later, it's our top selling program. And it's funny because I had to be willing to do the work of like years and years of like talking about email lists, explaining the importance, like tackling the objections. And I was willing to do that because it matters. And so when I see Flowdesk and I see what you've created, there is that same fire in you where it's like, trust me, I know the objections. Like I know what you're thinking, but I care about this so much because this matters. And so growing an email list is one of those things that it's like so easy to put at your bottom of your to-do list because there's so many excuses. There's tech. There's what do I even say? When do I send things? What's the best time? What the heck is a subject line? Should I have an emoji in it? Should I not? Like all of these things. And so I want to know, like from interviewing all these people, like What are the top things that keep people from actually starting and growing an email list? Like, what did you find in terms of the trends there?
So starting anything is scary.
Yeah.
that's just fact. We were just talking about this. We're logical beings, but we're also very much emotional beings. And getting to just open, to commit to the idea of starting an email list sounds like really complicated. But in the end of the day, all you have to do is capture their email, send their email, send them an email. Like literally capture, send. And I think that the fact that there's so much education and so many tools, and this has been around for so long, it makes it sound a lot more complicated when it really is not. But in terms of objections, I hear three top ones. Yeah. Number one is time.
Yeah.
So as a solo entrepreneur or a small business owner, you have to do everything in your business and you don't have time to learn a new skill, learn a new tool, figure out what you're going to say, write the email, make it look pretty. And we heard of entrepreneurs that were spending 6 hours making an email look on brand, and it still didn't feel like it passed even like the lower like standard, right? Yeah. So there's a time and there's a disappointment in the output that other platforms enabled them to create. And then there's skill. So exactly what you said, most creatives start a business because they're passionate about a craft, not because they have a degree in business. So, hey, what if I don't know anything about marketing? How do I start? What do I say? When do I send it? Those are the skill and feeling like you have to have it figured out before you even start is number two. And then number three is not having a website. And this is something that we actually didn't learn until we partnered with you on the challenge. Yes. And the truth is, I think more and more creatives are discovering now and entrepreneurs that you should be growing your list before you even have something to sell, before you have a website. Because then when you have that website launch, or when you have that book launch or the new service offering, then you already have your audience and you can already create an entire launch plan. Otherwise, it's just not going to happen. So those are the top three objections that I hear. And then I think the reason why it's been working so well in terms of the explosive growth that we've been seeing is that we're addressing all of these, and we intentionally addressed all of these with templates that are basically plug and play. And then we understand that there's this fear of not knowing what you're doing. So we started building very human education in every step of the way. So we're like, hey, if you don't know what a preview text is, this is what it does, and this is why it's helpful. And all of that is built into the platform. So at any given point in time, they're only seeing what they need to see, and they're able to just take it to the next step and then learn the next step as they're working on it.
Ugh, I love this so much. As you were saying your objections, I wanted to like object of like why those aren't real objections, because you are 100% right. Those are the three things that hold people back. Think about time, like how much time people are spending scrolling Instagram or trying to write the perfect caption or create the perfect feed. And they don't even have tangible results to tie to that, you know, where it's like, yeah, you're spending your time on all of these marketing things, but like, what are the actual results that are tied to them? And so that was my first one. And then like, just thinking of skill and know-how, it's like, if you approach email marketing in the way that you like to be marketed to, if you make it personal, if you make it fun, if you give people a break from feeling like they're being shouted at, like if you reach out and like genuinely serve people, like it's so easy. It's second nature to us. But I think we overthink with all these strategies and systems and all this stuff. And it's like, no, like, what do you want to just send your friend today? Like, what message do you think your friend needs to hear? And then the website thing. And I just was like nodding my head like until it was going to fall off. And I think about when we started Drew's business back in the day, we started his email list before we even had a name of his company, before we had a website. And what was so beautiful about that is like he was profitable from like day one. Like when he launched, people were ready. And so we'll talk more about how we all partnered together and like what we created, but it was just, it's so cool because when I hear those objections, I'm like, but. And it's like, you want to shake people and be like, no. Like, it doesn't have to be complicated and it doesn't have to be scary and it doesn't have to be meticulously thought out. Like, this is an avenue to serve your audience in a way that you don't have access to through social media. Like, you're growing your life and your business and your profits on borrowed land. And I think we're all feeling that with impending changes happening every day on Facebook and Instagram, and we're not in control of them. And so, I just love what you guys created. This is just so exciting to me. Okay, I'm coming back. Okay, what do you think is the best kept email marketing secret? Like, the one thing that makes it click for people?
Well, now that we're talking about things that are getting people nervous about starting a list, it's a mic drop here. I'm not actually going to drop the mic. The best kept secret is that visual sells and converts better. Period. It's a no-brainer. I know 10 years ago, the spam algorithms, especially in Gmail, crawled emails and looked for heavy image use as a sign of spam. So the word got around that if you used a lot of heavy images and graphics in your email, it would get bogged down in the spam filter, it would have low deliverability rates. And for a while before we started Flowdesk, I was even of the same mindset. I was thinking, well, if we did start a software like Flowdesk and made it visual, are we going to have trouble in the inbox? But then I started seeing brands like Restoration Hardware and Anthropologie and Urban Outfitters start to send all of these emails out that were complete graphics with just a tiny text footer at the bottom. And I mean, we all know those retail stores probably have millions of people on their list.
Right.
So if those companies are comfortable sending out big, image-heavy, beautiful emails, why can't the rest of us do it? So that was kind of the premise of where we started on the technology side. And the truth is that people need tools, you know, creatives need tools that allow them to speak to today's current cultural zeitgeist of really amazing, visual, gorgeous brands. I mean, I think you of all people, Jenna, can understand the power of having an almost dream world for your brand where you create these incredible visuals and you put them out there and people want to be a part of that dream world that you've created. And that should really trickle down into your email marketing too. And there's no reason not to. Yesterday's emails converted better because they were text only. Today's emails convert because they're beautiful, engaging, and they actually get your audience excited about what they're getting in the inbox. All in all, email clicks for people too when they get excited about what they're putting out there and then getting results back from it. When you send out but you publish an Instagram post, you get some likes and maybe a comment if you're lucky. Which is not anymore.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're starting to A/B test that. But today, if you send out a beautiful email, we've had so many people on the platform saying, I sent out my first campaign. It was gorgeous. It fit my brand. And within minutes, I had 10 people reply to me saying how much they love my email. Or we even had one creative photographer send out a mini session email and booked $17,000 worth of bookings within a couple of hours.
Wow.
And so when you get that kind of insane validation for something that you're doing, even just once, it becomes addictive. And that's when it clicks. And we really tried to encourage creativity and creative flow on the Flowdesk platform. And I think that's when people really start to sink their teeth into it. And then once they get that secondary validation from their audience, you can't stop anymore. Someone starts, it's all over.
Since we're on the topic of building an email list today, I wanted to fill you in on another resource to really nail your copywriting in the emails that you send out to your list. Take a class with Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of amazing classes covering dozens of creative and entrepreneurial skills. If you're staring at your email list and thinking, what the heck am I even going to say to these people? Go take a creative copywriting class on Skillshare to build, fuel, and expand your creative fire. They have thousands of classes in photography and creative writing to design, productivity, and so much more. Their classes are on demand, so you can learn at your own pace. So when your little one goes down for a nap, you can turn on a 10-day journaling challenge class, or dive into Storytelling 101, or a class on going viral to help write copy that people really want to share. I want to explore all of these classes and more. When I give myself permission to learn and grow in my creativity, everything else in my business grows too. Get inspired, join a class, and create something that you'll love. Join the millions of students already learning on Skillshare and get 2 months for free when you sign up at skillshare.com/golddigger and the number 2. That's 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. Head to skillshare.com/golddigger2 to sign up. That's skillshare.com/golddigger and the number 2. There was a time when my yoga pants were reserved for anything but yoga. Now I can't get my day started until I've done something to move my body. But traveling a lot makes sticking to that daily routine tough. I was always at the mercy of hotel gyms, which, let's be honest, aren't the best. Now I don't need a hotel gym because I have ClassPass. ClassPass is an all-access membership to over 30,000 of the best gyms and fitness studios all over the world. You can go where you want, when you want, how you want. ClassPass is everything you need to make working out fun. For me, I need variety to stay motivated, so ClassPass is guaranteed variety. You can try tons of new places, all different classes, without the commitment to a single gym or overpaying for drop-ins. Yoga, strength training, spin, bar, even boxing, ClassPass gives you a variety and the accountability you need to attend classes. They've got something for everyone near your work or near your house. Near whatever hotel you're in, ClassPass is everywhere. I'm so excited to check out a studio in Hawaii for an infusion yoga class while we're on the island. Monthly memberships start at $15 and you can cancel at any time. Mix it up and find the perfect studios and classes just for you. Get your first month free at classpass.com/newyears. That's classpass.com/newyears for your first month for free. classpass.com/newyears. What you created solved so many pain points in one spot, because I used to send out visual emails every week and they would take me forever to create. And I would create the graphics in Canva and then I'd export them all. And then I'd have to layer them all up into an email and then test them all out. And like, it was this process. And when time became limited because I had a child, like those were the first things to go. And like, you know me, I'm the queen of email marketing. And so it's so crazy because it's like, when you have templates to work off of, and we talk about templates all the time on this show, is like, work smarter, not harder. And when you have things that you can create that are beautifully visual, but also they're like communicating messages or content or inviting different actions, like, oh my gosh, it's like we have this like masterpiece at our fingertips and we get to just send it off into the interwebs. It's like so exciting. Like, I'm like actually excited. I love email marketing so much, you guys.
We do too.
Okay. So let's talk about like, how does Flowdesk function differently or better than other email platforms? Because we actually ended up removing certain email platforms from like our recommended list as we were digging into them through our education. And there are some really big pain points out there. So kind of talk me through like what your thought process was about making sure that Flowdesk functioned better than what was currently on the market.
So I think a lot of the platforms out there are tied or stuck because they have so many users already that making drastic changes and innovating might cause loss of users, right? So I think that's probably one of the biggest reasons why email marketing platforms out there feel like dinosaur technology. So the number one P that we wanted to solve for was, how do we, if, let's just assume that email marketing didn't exist before and it's just created now, right? In 2019, how will it look? And the first thing that we tackled was bringing creative freedom into email. So right now you create your website, you choose your brand, you have your own like style and layouts, and you could not bring any of that into email. You cannot use your own font. Email doesn't support custom fonts. So we were like, okay, let's make sure that we solve for that. So we solved for that. And now you can use your custom fonts. You can have drag and drop layout collages. You can have manage your overlay in your images and drag and drop, resize everything. And it just looks really beautiful because the technology is built in to have that flexibility instead of having you edit something in Photoshop and then bring it in or having to spend so much time or hire a team. So that was the first one. And then I also feel that the business model is majorly outdated because I woke up this morning and I always check Twitter just to see what the like chatter is about Flowdesk. And I was tagged in these post where someone was complaining about struggling to bring the subscriber list back to 1,000. I think she was at 1,004. And she's like, I already unsubscribed them. Why are they still being counted? And platforms charge per subscriber, whether they're active or not, whether they're unsubscribed or not. And there is this fear of growing your list because all of a sudden you're going to get penalized for doing that. And then I 100% understand why this was the case in the 80s, right? Because you would have to pay per server, per email send, and technology was just not robust enough to make it scalable. But we don't live in that world anymore. And it baffles me. I never quite understood that, because what if a website all of a sudden was to tell you, okay, well, we're going to start charging you more if you start bringing more traffic to your website. Like, right. That would not be okay, because the reason why you have a website is so that you can bring traffic. So we don't believe in penalizing our members for being successful on the platform. And that is why we wanted to make sure that the business model also reflected these. And this all falls into the creative freedom mission that we have for email marketing, right? So it's easy to use. There's education built in. So anyone with any kind of background, with or without a website, can use it and be successful and have the freedom to make it on brand and grow their list and not have to be scared or stressed about it.
I love it. When we think about like us partnering together, so back in the fall, I hope if you're listening that you took part of this challenge, but if you didn't, don't worry, it's still going on. But I had this idea because my friend Amy Porterfield always has said, like, if you have 250 subscribers, like, you can have a successful launch, whether you're launching a new service or a product. Like, 250 is kind of like this, like, sweet spot. It's not the end all be all, but it's like a sweet spot of, like, you will be successful in what you're doing if you can get 250 subscribed, engaged users. And so I voice texted you guys and I was like, hey, I have this idea. I really want to help people just get their first subscriber all the way up to 250. I want to teach this mini course for free. And what I love about you guys is you work fast and furious like I do. Like, I'm pretty sure it took us 3 days and we created like this entire course, walked people through all these things. We had this whole grand plan. And what was so beautiful about it is that people finally were taking action. So it's like 5 days and they already have an email list and they've already created a freebie and they've already delivered it and they're watching it grow. And I think what's so amazing is, regardless of what platform you use, if you use Flowdesk or if you don't use Flowdesk, the biggest thing that's so important is that you're taking action. And I think that, like we said earlier, email marketing tends to be at the bottom of our to-do list, but like, we need to elevate that as a priority. Like, if I could choose between having my email list or my Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, like, I would choose my email list a million times over, because that actually drives tangible results into my business without question every time I hit send. And so walk me through kind of what your experience was with creating the 0 to 250 challenge. If you guys are curious about what it is, it's still open. You can go to listbuildchallenge.com and join, but walk me through that and like what we learned together. I mean, that it was crazy. We had thousands of people dive in.
Oh my gosh. I remember when we got that voice note and I was like so excited and so terrified at the same time, because I had to play it several times and you said, we're launching next week if you guys want more. And I was like, okay. So the next thing I did was create an entire, I love Notion for lists, and I created an entire like get things done, like checkbox for both Rebecca and myself of every single thing. I wanted to make sure that nothing would slip through the cracks. And that was just so fun. I love getting things done quickly and executing. Yeah. So being able to work with you on that capacity was like a dream come true. And also just getting a bit more insight into how you just make things happen was so exciting for me. And as far as the learnings, I think the biggest one that I got was that we have been working on email marketing because it converts and it sells, right? Yeah. And we hear the results from our members all the time of, hey, I just closed 20K within an hour and I've never had that happen before. Or we heard from one of the course takers that she was planning on launching a book sometime next year and she was able to grow her list way faster than she thought, from 0 to 1 to 250 that she just launched, and it went incredible. So we heard all of these success stories, but But even beyond just the results, which we were expecting, there was a big realization that there was a need in the market that we weren't aware of. And it is that entrepreneurship is lonely.
Yes.
And it's really hard to just be working on your business all the time without connection. And what we noticed is that people were starting to use Flowdesk to get inspired to reconnect with their audiences. And that was just magical. And then hearing their testimonials and hearing, like, posting, they were posting the replies that they would get from their audience on our Facebook group, and just reading these, it was just so impactful. And we realized that it just means so much more than the bottom line. And don't get me wrong, I think as women, we often understate or undervalue the bottom line and revenue. Yeah. And I think it's really important if we're building businesses that we make them sustainable so we can continue to serve and to do what we love. But it's just such a big core impact that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, it was so fun to watch. It was like watching like a sports game where you're like, oh my gosh, look at these people go.
Yeah, exactly. Just people that were completely skeptical, that were like, Okay, it really does take 10 minutes a day for 5 days. Fine, I'm going to do it. It's not going to work. And all of a sudden they were like, you guys, I can't believe this just happened. I got 87% open rate. People did not unsubscribe. They love my emails. It was just so fun. And then another really fun thing is seeing them combine their efforts. So a lot of members were pulling their Instagram. There's a really cool productivity hack that you can pull your Instagram feed into your emails. So you don't have to actually come up with a lot of content. You can actually just purpose content that's already been out there. So watching them become experts basically overnight was very empowering for us.
I think what's so inspiring is, especially with email list building, is that it's one of those things where I was listening to a podcast the other day and the guy was just talking about like excuses. And a lot of times, like, we procrastinate because of our excuses. So, you know, it's going to take too long. I'm going to have to do too much research. I'm going to have to watch 8 million YouTube videos. And it's like the amount of time that you were making excuses was just implementing something, like tiny little steps, like just taking small actions, like you would already be up and running. And it's so funny, because I think sometimes we just have to prove to ourselves that, one, we can do this, but two, that it really can work. And I think what was so exciting to me about the free challenge was just getting people simply started. And it's like, they have all the steps, they have all the tools, they have their toolkit. They just needed proof that they were worthy and capable of doing it. And like watching people's eyes be open to email marketing, which all of us, the three of us, we are nerds about, we love it. Like, oh, it was so cool. It was so cool.
One of the things that I noticed during that challenge that really opened my eyes to kind of the landscape of what's going on with a lot of creatives is that people's email lists kind of look like a bunch of little Wild West towns that have been abandoned. Like, they built a list at some point, but they're a ghost town now. And the challenge allowed them to breathe life back into these lists that were sort of like hollow, empty shells, and turn them into something that was exciting for them and lucrative too. It was amazing.
Yeah. So let's talk about people joining the challenge, because I want this to be the year that you start and grow and serve your email list. So you can sign up. It's listbuildchallenge.com. And what we've created is that there's 5 days of content. So it is a literal mini course. So regardless of what platform you're on, if you're on a different platform or if you need a platform, it's all inside for you. So I teach 5 lessons. They're poured out daily. And then you can also get 30 days unrestricted access for free. You don't have to give your credit card, nothing, to try Flowdesk out and to just get started. Like, the goal is just to get you started and to prove to you that someone besides your mom is going to subscribe to your email list and they're going to enjoy it. So how was it building out that challenge? And let this be noted on the podcast that when I get an idea and I care about it, we implement real fast. So when I say done is better than perfect, I actually mean it.
I know. It was so fun. It was like Christmas in August.
Yeah. Whatever month it was.
So I love that methodically wise, we started by talking about needs. What are some of the biggest reasons that someone will get excited about doing email marketing and then stop. And right away you nailed that knowing what to say is one of the scariest pieces. And the fact that you basically overnight created this entire copywriting guide, like swipe copy, that obviously we encourage everyone to customize because it's the most fun. But having that resource, having that problem already addressed and solved was huge for me. And I think that because a lot of times I think when we've worked on other partnerships or marketing campaigns, it turns out to be a vitamin and not a painkiller, where it's a really nice to have, it's super fun, but it's not really addressing real needs. And the way that you just psychologize your audience and address that was really cool. From template creation perspective, I know Rebecca had a lot of fun with those designs, and I'm going to let her share more about that, as well as the full page form, which became our top used feature within
days. And so cool.
Well, I mean, Jenna, you and I have been doing templates for years. So as soon as I had the opportunity to create a few more that could get in front of so many people and make a difference like that, and I was like, lights a fire under me. Not that there isn't one already. But yeah, it's so funny because I remember it was literally 2 days before we were about to launch. And you're like, so Rebecca, I've got a few people asking me if they can create a list without a website. You guys have landing pages, right? And I'm like, Well, I'm going to talk to my engineers and get back to you on that. And so a couple of hours later, I had a design ready to go that was based on one of your most successful landing pages that you shared the design with me on.
Yeah.
And I shared it with my team and they were like, you know what? We're going to stay up all night. We're going to make it happen. And that was how our feature called the full page form in Flowdesk was built, which basically is like a mini landing page that allows you to publish a form that allows your audience to opt into directly to the web, and you don't need a website, you don't need any branding, you just need some place to share the URL.
Yeah.
So everything's going great, right? And all of a sudden there's 13,000 people registered and things are taking out the platform and we're like, wow, this is amazing. I remember waking up and I had 400 support emails and they weren't really support, they were just asking really fun questions. So I'm just like going through all of them and then all of a sudden, what I really, really, really thought never would happen, and I dreaded, and I know Rebecca did too, and I know you did too, happened. And someone sends one of those support tickets, says, hey, I can't access Flowdesk. Is it down? So my first reply was, can you refresh your server? So no, like, please refresh and log out and in and not restart your computer. And then I get another email and another one. And another one, and then I go to our website and it's down. And I have no idea what to do, and these never happened before. And I am melting on the ground. And our CTO was abroad at the time, so we wake him up at 3 a.m. his time. And we're like, oh my gosh, like the whole system's down. And then later on, we realize that yours crashed as well because of the incredible amount of members that were just joining the challenge and trying out the system. And oh my gosh, it was just so scary. And I'm not going to lie, like I thought we would be out of business. I thought that we were going to lose everyone.
That's so funny. I'm like thinking the opposite. I'm like, dude, that's a great PR thing. Like, we crashed the system. There's so many people.
So later I learned that, and now we call it champagne problems. But I remember even the, and yes, we lost zero members. And the next day I wake up super early, and I shouldn't do these, but I look at my notifications and I had a lot of tags on Instagram stories. And I was like, oh, here it is. Here they are. They're complaining. They're going to talk about how horrible we are. And I don't want to open them. So I just put my phone away and I walk to my kitchen and I make coffee or tea. I think it was tea. And I come back and eventually I'm like, no, I have to go through these. And I opened the first one and it was like, you guys, Flowdesk broke the internet with Jenna Kutcher. Y'all have to get on it right now. And I'm like,
I love it. And I think what's so good about just like learning curves and like trying new things and like all of that is like, we have all faced like our worst nightmares. Like there have been so many points in my career where I'm like, that's it. I'm done. It's over. You know, I'm out. And it's just, that is the process of growth, and that is the process of success, and that is the process of growing pains. And like, So amazing. So where can everybody like find you guys, connect with you, learn more? Obviously, they can join our challenge at List Build Challenge. You get the whole experience that broke the internet with me, Martha, and Rebecca. But tell me where everyone can connect with you beyond that.
Well, of course, you can just go to flowdesk.com and sign up with your coupon code. But also, we have an amazing support group online on Facebook called Flowdesk Insiders. And what's really special about this group is that everyone's in there helping each other out. We are in private beta, so we do have some features that aren't there yet that other platforms have. And members are really crafty about finding ways to make the platform work for a lot of different solutions. And people are in there sharing their wisdom, creating tutorials. They're also all over YouTube. And if you do a Google search for how do I do X, Y, and Z on Flowdesk, chances are someone's already made a tutorial. So if you're interested in getting into email marketing and also want a community to help out, there's so many places to go to get help. It's really incredible. It's exciting to see.
Well, my girls, I just got to say, I commend you. I tip my hat off to you. There has been so many problems in my life that I have said, nope, not for me. Someone else can figure this out. And you two stepped up to the plate in such a beautiful way. And it's just been so amazing to just watch you grow and transition and solve problems and come together and support and encourage and like light up a community. So I just want to say, I'm so proud of you. And it's just been such a fun ride to be on with you. Like, I am dying to be an investor in Flowdesk because I just believe in you guys and I believe in what you're doing so much. So, I mean, that's another conversation for another day, but I love it. I love it so much.
Oh my gosh. This has been a dream working with you and having your support from literally day zero when we just had an idea.
Like day negative.
Day negative. That meant the world to us. And just the way that you're always pouring yourself to your community and adding value and creating all of this content for free. We were just talking to one of our members, Lander, last night, and she asked both Rebecca and myself, who is someone that does online business that you really admire? And we both mentioned you, and that was the first answer that came to our mind, and we really admire you, and you've been an inspiration to us. So to be here talking to you today about these and to have been able to work with you on the course has been a dream. Thank
it's
you so
a
much.
Dream.
And also, if you don't want to jump into the challenge because you already feel like you're a badass at online marketing and email marketing, you can actually just go to jennakutcher.com/flowdesk. That's FLODESK. And you can get a 30-day free trial and save 50% off of your monthly subscription. So what I love about what they're doing is you can enjoy all the features, unrestricted, no limits, and it's $19 a month. That's kind of insane. So I just want to make sure people lock in because I'm going to tell you after this episode that you should probably raise your prices. So people should probably lock in now before I start telling you all of these things. So that's jennakutcher.com/flowdesk. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. I cannot wait for this episode to air and for people to finally start, launch, and grow and scale their email lists.
We can't be there. We will be here every step of the way to help them do that.
Boom. Shakalaka. Oh my goodness, there's just so much energy from these two, and it's been so amazing watching them start and scale and launch this whole dream that they had. I mean, these women have bootstrapped their way to something that is incredible, and I don't put my name behind things lightly. Like, anything I recommend, I truly love. And I just have loved watching Martha and Rebecca fill this gap in an industry and do so in such a beautiful way. I mean, that's why I partnered with them. I also just love that when I came at them with an idea and I was like, hey, we're going to do this thing and we're doing it next week. Are you in or are you out? They were all in. They have become such amazing partners in my life. And just watching them do this thing, this really, really hard and scary, and am I really the person to do this thing, has been amazing. So I sincerely hope you join the 0 to 250 email list building challenge, regardless of what platform you join. If you already have a platform of choice, this mini course is still going to help you get your subscribers and re-engage them if you've already had a list that went stale. And if you need Flowdesk, you get it for 30 days, no credit card required. So head to listbuildchallenge.com. All of the details are waiting for you, and you can dive on into my mini course to help take you from 0 to 250. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals, and thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.